This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Third down and three from their 40-yard line, and here's a toss. It's Chubb. He's strung out, and he's up the sideline in a big hurry. 40, 30, breaking free, 20, 10, 5, and he steps out of bounds at the one-yard line.
All right, there you hear it. Nick Chubb, hopefully, Mark Vandermeer will be making different calls for Nick Chubb. Hopefully,
not so much distaste in his tone.
I mean, I don't think Nick, you know, Mark would get up there and saying, "Yes, I've got one too, Nick." You know, after he scores, but it will be
that'd be a hell of a call, though.
I mean, the call of the year, right there.
And the blood flow is traveling south in Houston. Touchdown, Chubb.
You want to crack at a few more of these?
Yes.
I will throughout the show. Don't worry.
You got to write these out?
I mean, there's something about that line of clothing that's Chubby's. Y'all seen those?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very expensive. I looked at some swim trunks, kind of like the length of those. And I said, well, guess these aren't for me. I'm going to pay $79 for swim trunks.
You found them at Academy, huh?
I saw them at Academy. Seen them several spots around.
Come on, man. You got them shades on. You spend all the time in them beach resorts, man.
Looked at it one time, and I can't shake them off my phone. Just coming up everywhere. Just can't shake them off. Before we get to the latest with Nick Chubb, kick rocks. So my man Magic said earlier that I missed the weigh-in. Mm. Listen, guys, very disappointing. You know, I got up to 301. 301.6 to be exact, if you're scoring at home.
You're on vacation, man. You get a pass this time.
295 was the last when I left Monday. And I got up to 301.
I think that's look, I think any fair.
My hope is to get myself back to the 295.
I mean, 5 pounds, 5 days in Aruba, 5 pounds, I think that's admirable. I would have. I'll be honest with you.
Could have been so much worse.
Don't get mad at me. I was expecting you to say you're back at that big number.
Oh, you thought I was going to be like
Aruba? Aruba, Chief? No kids.
The 310. You think I put back 16 on? Good. I'm athletic enough.
I'm telling you, man.
There were frozen drinks all over
kids,
the place.
No kids. No responsibility. Just the fellas. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be honest. I'm disappointed. It. Like I said, shout out to White Justin. He tried, man. We tried. And when I say we tried, like, hey, man, I went to the gym and got good ones in. He was a good motivator. I'm not going to lie to you. He was a good motivator.
Okay.
I went to the gym Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. We went to the gym, got in, you know, a good 7 to 1,000 calories burned in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
All four. I had some good ones. And he really got me on that that incline treadmill.
Walking on that, yeah?
Yeah.
Man. They say it's a real deal.
I got 50 minutes in.
Walking days. On a treadmill up incline. Up incline, uphill?
Yeah, I got.
Good God. Was you torturing yourself after getting drunk?
Well, I one of them came after that I hit that breakfast buffet. I only got two plates. One had an omelet, but that bread got to me.
The level
I had. And I went afterwards. I said, I'm going to get 50 on it. I'm going to get 50 minutes. And
well, that's probably why that's how you only gained 6 back.
But I was saying, I'm a little disappointed. Like, I got it in. You know, the only days that I did not hit the gym was the day we arrived. And I got there, you know, round 4, and you know it's time to get blasted. And then the day that we left. By the way, that customs thing, Jesus, wow,
yeah,
that is hell on earth. They said get there 3 hours in advance. Well, that almost
coming back. Coming back, you're talking about
coming back.
Yeah,
going there was nothing. Going back, they checked. I had to do the full security check twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, these foreign countries, when you're leaving, they're all so different, but it's always kind of a toss-up, it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, your day is going to be like getting out of there.
I think it's a little tighter getting back into this one nowadays, too.
I was shooting a break-even, and I thought I was thinking break-even.
Five-day vacay, right now, Ron, 5 days, if I left for 5, I would be absolutely stoked if I came back and only put 5 back on. I got on a scale. I just got on a scale. 47.2.
There you go. Where were you the last time?
48.
48? So you got down. There you go.
Now that's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I hadn't started grinding.
You hadn't started yet?
My workouts have sucked.
Text line coming through, bro. What sucks is how easy to put it on, but how effing hard to lose the 5. I bet you it probably won't be as hard for me to lose it. I mean, it was a complete shift in what I had been doing the last. Like, it just gradually got worse. I mean, I was on it, Tyler. I mean, you know, Tuesday for dinner, I ordered the fish. Grilled, had the vegetables rolled.
Yeah,
with
no, I don't Damn. Like that. No, you can eat healthy and it's phenomenal. Good.
Got
yeah.
up, just had some fruit for breakfast. Hit the thing. It's got to be them hidden drink calories. That has got to be what worked me over. Because I just
you like the fruity ones.
Yeah, I just wasn't going to go out there and just not have.
It pisses me off that I don't like vodka very much, because obviously that's like the healthiest choice.
We bought three big bottles of vodka, and that's what we were drinking. I had my Sprite Zeros.
I think tequila's the healthiest choice, Tyler.
Tequila and vodka are one, two.
Yeah, they're up there, both of them.
I need your deep pockets to get into tequila so we can share some expenses.
It had to been that day.
I'll shoot tequila anytime.
Oh, we ain't shooting it.
I went five solid strawberry daiquiris / strawberry margarita.
Knew you would.
Solid.
That's your lane.
Solid. Good health.
How'd you do with carbs?
I did pretty good, except for that day when I went after that breakfast and they had every bread you could think of. I mean, it was.
And you did it?
I got the.
That backed you up right there.
That backed me up. No, I did. I went with like the salmon. Had the little salmon and had the bread on there with the sandwich, the cream cheese. I said, I got to try it. I got to.
Them little breakfast danishes at the resort always get me.
I ain't going to lie, man. I walked through that bad boy, popped open the little cheese bread they had. Just popped that one small one over and popped that right in my mouth.
The cheese bread.
Had a little cheese bread. So, no, man, I'm trying to get back down to that 295 where I was before I left.
Well, we leave for Northern Michigan at the end of this month.
Oh, damn it.
Where are you going to get to?
Oh, let's see what this week looks like first. Hopefully, I'm in the 280s by then.
You'll get this thing back on the track. I got faith in that.
No, yeah. Yeah, I will. That was a bit of a battle there.
Hey, I'm being dead ass serious.
I thought I'm going to really offset this with these workouts, hardcore. And I didn't really eat late.
I'd punch the button right now. 5 day vacay, 5 pounds, shoot.
You press it right
6 pounds,
now.
Yeah, I'm pressing the button right now. And I'm not going to lose an ounce of sleep over it. Be proud of myself.
Be proud of yourself. I said this on the other side here before we get to weekend's best, weekend's worst. Nick Chubb, he's close to becoming a Texan. Do you think this does anything potentially to Joe Mixon being the lead back throughout the whole year? You think at all there's a potential change in that? Because we've all thought, Joe Mixon, he's the lead back. You think this Nick Chubb thing can change that in any way?
I think as a Texans fan, it's in our best interest, and we would absolutely love to see Nick Chubb push Joe Mixon. And the response to that was like, well, duh, right? No, if you get the best version possible at this point in time of Nick Chubb and he's fully healthy, you could potentially get a better back than Joe Mixon.
Yeah, that's what Nick Chubb's been. Like most of his career when he's healthy. Yeah, that's what he's been. So I think that is up in the air, though. I would not at all be shocked if we're sitting here in November in the second half of the year and we look up and we're watching games and Nick Chubb, even if both are healthy, and Nick Chubb is getting more of the snaps.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be shocked. It would take a lot because Joe Mixon is the absolute horse. That would be a beautiful thing. Is if they're able to go in and legitimately go, hey, well, it doesn't matter who gets two or three or four or five more carries than another guy. Let's plan this thing to carry us through 18 games. And Nick Chubb is that caliber back where you can literally not give a rip who's in the backfield, whether it's Joe or Nick. Then we won this deal.
All right, jump in with us. Weekend's best, weekend's worst of the sports weekend. Who was the weekend's best? Who was the weekend's worst? We'll do that coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.